Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. This is your series finale Braves recap with the Yankees here on July the 20th. We're here after the Braves had a tough day today. 4-2 loss to the New York Yankees, losing series. Two games to one. Today, Grant Holmes gave up 3 runs in 6 innings. He's typically a 6 inning guy. He's going to get you at least 6 ELPS innings for you. The Braves tried out Dane Dunning to finish the game off 3 innings. So he only gave up 1 run over 3 innings. So he did that for him. Offensively, it was a day of home run for Matt Olson in the 6th inning, home run from Ronald Acuña in the 9th inning. So Braves offense is very anemic today. Had opportunity, first and second, nobody out. Jerickson Profar popped up a bunt. Killed the momentum on that one. I don't know if he's trying to sacrifice a bunt down the left field line, or the third base line, rather, or the first base. I don't know what he was doing. Popped it up. So, killed the momentum that the Braves did have 2 7 hits over on 2 runs over the game, but nothing to really get a rally going. Once again, Grant Holmes doing a good job out there for the Braves. Been one of the more steady forces pitching wise for the team. Marcus Stroman for the Yankees pitched 6 innings, a strong ball coming off an injury. Got a win. So shut the Braves offense down pretty much. Like I said, gave up that homer to Olson before he exited out. But it was just one of them days when you come to the park and you just can tell the Braves don't have it offensively. You know, and it's like I said in previous videos, I've said it in previous videos before, the Braves, no margin for error, unfortunately. Like if their pitching gives up more than 2 or 3 runs, could be a rough day for them to catch up. You know, this is how it's been this year. It's been tough luck for their pitchers. They're pitching well, not really giving up too many runs, but almost not scoring enough runs for them. So that's been the issue this year. The pitching of the bullpen and the hitting just have not been there. Starting pitching has been the Braves' strong suit, but they're missing a lot of starting pitching, though. Missing a lot of starting pitching. Just know they're missing a lot of starters right now. So, but Grant Holmes is doing the best he can. He's out there competing every night. He's very open in post-game availability about what's going on. He gives good answers. So I think Grant Holmes can be the Braves' fifth starter next year. I'm saying it right now. And the way that he can be the Braves' fifth starter next year, Grant Holmes can. I mean, you get all that talent back that you have over there in the dugout not pitching for you right now. So tomorrow night, the Giants come to town, Truist Park. This series is over. The Braves now 4-3-55. We'll catch you tomorrow after the Giants game. Check out some clips today's post-game pressers.
When you know the playoff pitchers, you know, fading, the chances of a playoff hitter fading.
You know, it's like you said, we're always going to stay, you know, confident, and you know, this team that we have is a really good team, especially when everything starts to click. And like Smith said, you know, earlier this week, we haven't really gotten on a run yet. So I feel like, you know, when that happens, it's going to be pretty good for us. And I believe it'll put us back in the picture of things.
What was kind of that competition about and the mindset going into
it? It was just one day at a time. All we could do is just focus on the day and play hard each and every day, you know, come to the ball field and do your best and get your work in. And, you know, it's like you said, it's just one day at a time. You can't win 2 games. You know, you can't win on Wednesday when you're playing on Monday, you know. So it's, you know, focus on Monday and do everything you can to win.
I mean, obviously, but you burned a lot of pitches in that first. What did you think of Dunning when he came in?
Yeah, he's good. You know, he's always, I feel like, you know, he came up, you know, when he came up with the Tigers, or the Rangers, he was a really good starter. for a few years, and you know, it's stuff speaks for itself. You know, he came in, gave us three strong innings, so proud of him.
Do you first inning, if you had that back, I mean, you could have got another inning into the game, maybe.
Yeah, you know, that pitch probably wasn't a great choice. But you know, it was 2-1. I was trying to throw a cutter away. Just get some weak contact, and it just stayed a little too middle. Can't really do that there, Judge.
You mentioned one day look forward.
Say it again.
I said you mentioned one day at a time. How do you guys as a group not look forward and say we have to win so many of so many?
You know, obviously it's in some of our heads. But, you know, when you get between the lines, it's this game, you know, at this moment. I wish it was possible. I wish you could win five games in one day, you know, put five wins on a win column and you know, one day, but it's just, you can only win one game at a time, and that's what it's all about. You know, one few here, a few there, lose one in between, and it's you're 6-1. So hopefully, you know, we can get back on track and start going that run that, you know, we've been waiting for.
Wins together to make a run to get into the playoffs.
You know, just the guys that are on this team. You know, when everything starts to click, this team won a World Series in 21. You know, so and it's, I mean, there's some pitchers that aren't pitching right now, but you know, the hitters are, you know, they're relatively the same. You know, the 1-9s, you know, it's got really good players. You know, with Acuna and you know, Oli and Riley coming back soon, so it's like I said, you know, we get on that run, and it's gonna be pretty good.
What do you?
You know, it's. I mean, off game last night. You know, it happens. It's baseball. But you know, before last night, I feel like they were, you know, shut down. I mean, they come into the game and they shut stuff down. So you know, it was just an off night for them. So I don't expect that, you know, to continue.
Thanks, Grant.
Was it more Stroman today or just a bad day for the offense combination?
No, I think it was probably Stroman. That was Sicker was really good. I think he just kept us off balance. He did a good job. We've been struggling with offense, but the last five games have been really good. So I got to hand it to him.
You said the other day you were celebrating.
Well, I'm not happy. He's going to be here. He's going to play every now and then. He had seen Stroman, Murph Hatton. He had a homer off Stroman. So I'm going to pick, you know, if it's just like the other day, I played him against kid in St. Louis. He had two homers and he hit another one off of him. So, I mean, if he's going to be here, he's not going to rot. I mean, I'm going to keep him active, but on a daily basis, I'm going to probably go with the other two. But there's going to be guys that he sees good and he'll get an opportunity then.
What did you think of Jeff?
I think a guy with it reminds me of Christian Martinez when we had him back in the day, where he could come in and so he could sit 2 weeks and come in with his changeup and not have to get the big guys up.
Could that be a bulk?
Multiple innings. That's exactly was the attraction for him, is the fact that he could come in and cover, you know, three innings. I wasn't sure if he could today. He hadn't pitched in 8 or 9 days, but that was huge right there to just give a blow to the rest of the bullpen.
Sir, what are you trying to
say? No, I don't think these guys ever forget how to pitch. I don't use rust as an excuse. No, I just think we had a hard time putting innings down. You know, against a really good team and some stressful situations and big crowds and good ball games, and we just didn't get the job done.
Feels like every time he gets a chance.
I don't know who the best player in baseball is. I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of young players that are really, really good. He's one of them. I don't know that, you know, I mean, he has skills as good as anybody in the game. And you're not even seeing one of them. I mean, he's kind of picking and choosing, but, you know, you see, Ty, you know, he still has that speed and you know, you can make a case for it. When you ask me that, you know, if I sit here and talk myself and the total game, he's as good as anybody.
Any ideas, Ronaldo or Jimenez?
Yeah, well, Joe's down in Florida throwing, and he's throwing bullpens and everything. And when I'm reading, you know, he's coming along, but it's still, the knee's not there yet. Who's the other one?
Lopez.
I playing catch. They're far away. Yeah, Lopez is. Even Sales playing catch, but he hadn't played long toss or been off the mound or anything like that. So we're still ways away. We're ways away on all them guys.
Last night, he didn't even call you guys. He didn't even talk to you guys. Again today, he said he didn't talk to you. Would you have rather him at least talk to you guys before putting that out there?
You know what? I didn't even see the clip till this morning. I had no idea what they were talking about till I got in here and somebody showed me a clip. So I'll be honest with you, I wasn't focused on it. I didn't think about it, and I saw that. And you know, normally, I mean, I've known Aaron. He's a great guy. He does a great job. And I don't know. I really can't comment on that because I haven't processed it. Quite honestly, I don't know that it's. I think it's something right now that's going to go away as they leave and we go on with our rest of our second half.
You haven't heard from MLB.
You know what? It's everything that all the minor league guys told me, that the guy can really play third base. His awareness and everything to make that play at home was really, really good. And he made, you know, he defended himself twice, once last night on that line drive by Chisholm, and then that laser that Aaron Judge hit him today. And I can see it. You know, they said this kid is a really, really, that's his position. That's where he's most comfortable. We've been moving him around the diamond just for his, you know, he's to have the versatility. So, but I think he's done a great job filling in. And you know, he's got the bat to ball skills. He's a good little player. He can play in the big leagues for a long time. And if he has that versatility, it's just going to enhance his value.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps. Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.